play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Gymnasium for the opener of the 2016-17 boys basketball season. Let's get the starting lineups courtside with public address announcer Jeff Lamb.
Now let's meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Irish from Peoria, Notre Dame, number 3, Braden Blackford. Number 10, Jimmy Kelly. Number 11, Matt Pudick. Number 34, Patrick Kelly. And number 42, Isaiah Ward. The Irish are coached by Tom Locker. And now the starting lineups for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. At guard, number 12, Jacob Ross. At guard, number 20, DeAndre Morin. At guard, number 25, Mark Harden Jr. At forward, number 34, TJ Pendleton. And the other forward, number 40, Jacob Carl. Your streaks are coached by Mike Reynolds.
Again, Mike Reynolds in his ninth season as head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 14th season overall, coming off a 29-4 season last year. Jim, you were still down trying to track down the Peoria Notre Dame coach. Welcome. Good to be back with you after a shorter break than usual for us coming off a football season.
Yeah, likewise, always good to be back in John Thiel Gym. Beautiful new floor and still a work in progress on the walls, but otherwise this place is looking great. Good to have Peoria Notre Dame in town. And as I look at this Silver Streak starting lineup, if you would have asked me several months ago, who do you think would be the projected starters, those would be exactly the five I would have guessed. So there were no surprises off of the early season practices, and the Streaks win the tip.
Here's Morin driving in from the left side, loses the handle on it, and the Streaks turn it over on their first possession of the season. And whistles as the officials stop play. With Jimmy Kelly bringing it up into the front court. Now they're going to confer in the middle of the court. And now they're talking to Kelly, and they're going to tell him that he's going to take it out of bounds. I have no clue what the stoppage of play was. And Mike Reynolds on the sideline has his hands out. Looked like he wants an explanation also.
Well, before we go any longer here tonight and get into the heart of the action, happy birthday, Mr. Brad Benowitz. I know it's been
a
hectic day, as always, in the life of a teacher and broadcaster, but hope things will be nice and calm and a Streaks win in store for you tonight here on your birthday.
That would be a fantastic birthday present to see the Silver Streaks get off to a good start to this season that has so many questions coming into tonight and only 102 points in the starting lineup returning from last year as Jacob Ross rebounds the missed three-pointer on the other end. Streaks looking for their first points of the season, first shot of the season. It'll be Ross from the right wing, and he nails it. Well, after a turnover on the opening possession, the Streaks look a little more settled on the second possession, and they get Jacob Ross open. There's three Jacobs on this team, so we can't just say Jacob without clarifying exactly who we're talking about. Jacob Carl on the opposite end gets a shot down, gets the block down low. Here's Jacob Ross with the steal, gets tripped up on the way. Jacob Carl with the rebound and the putback. He gets fouled, and the Streaks with a chance at a back-to-back three-point play to start the game.
Well, I was a little concerned coming into this because Peoria Notre Dame, having played last night, they've got a game under their belt against a really good Rantoul team. But the Streaks come out here with the first 4, maybe 5 points, and Tom Locker going to take a 30-second timeout over on that Peoria sideline.
Well, I know he doesn't want to see... I know he doesn't want to see Galesburg just come out here and just build a whole lot of confidence to start this game with, as we said, 102 points returning from last season's 29-win team, and all 102 points are on the floor. Pretty much everybody else you look down the roster was not part of the varsity team last year. Quinn Anderson is a freshman, played quite a bit on the sophomore team. So did Nick Fields. Those are two sophomores on the varsity this year. Otherwise, a whole bunch of juniors and some hopes. Silver Streaks have some athleticism, but Coach Mike Reynolds said clearly it's going to have to be a defensive-minded team. That's coming out of the 30-second timeout. Carl misses the free throw, and Isaiah Ward gets the rebound for Peoria Notre Dame. 5-0 Streaks here in the early going. Just over a minute gone in the first game of the season. Up top, this is Matt Pudyk, the sophomore whom Tom Locker was indicating cramped up before they even got here, which is unusual, as Notre Dame turns it over on the other end. Morin comes off from the weak side to take away the ball, has it up top, and throws it behind Jacob Ross for an unforced turnover out high.
You know, we saw Jacob Ross hit that first shot from three-point land. If he's a good shooter, he'll be a real matchup nightmare for teams, because it's 6'5" and long arms. That's a pretty tough shot to stop. They just have to deny him the ball. And all these guys, I got here a little before 6, were out in their warm-ups. They were shooting the ball. Everybody was loose. Everybody was stroking it pretty well. So I think these guys feel like they can score more than maybe some of us do, who had questions regarding how many points this team could put up this year.
Ross knocked down 3 of the 5 3-point shots he took last year. So when he gets an open look at it, he's got a very smooth stroke. 6 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Down low, backing his way in, Patrick Hill. He steps back, misses the shot. T.J. Pendleton with the rebound. And then Notre Dame steals it away. Third, Galesburg turnover. Three-pointer opposite end, rims in and out. And another good weak side rebound by Pendleton. And the Streaks trying to build on an early 5-0 lead.
He dodged a bullet that time. Yep. Probably deserved to give up some points there, but got a break on the missed shot. You figure this ought to be a pretty good rebounding team. I mean, Pendleton and Carl especially are going to be a force down there.
Anxious to see what Mark Harden can do coming off the ACL injury 2 years ago. He played varsity last year, but not a whole lot of minutes. He feels fully recovered. Near turnover as Ross gets undercut on the outside. Morin drives, leaves it off for Carl driving in, dumps it off underneath to Pendleton, who hits the shot and one. So some interior passing by the Silver Streaks frees up TJ underneath the basket. Isaiah Ward with a foul for the Irish, and it's a 7-0 Galesburg lead.
No question that TJ Pendleton can play tough inside and rebound. The question is, what can he do for us offensively with a little more polish around the basket as he hits the free throw? Put the ball on the floor in that near turnover, tried to drive, got cut off, really didn't know what to do with it. I'm not sure whether TJ's developed any sort of a short-range, mid-range shot that would be wonderful to see. I guess we'll find out as the game goes along.
Streaks have three straight three-point opportunities scoring-wise to start off the game. A three-point basket and then two traditional three-point plays, making one of the two free throws for an 8-0 lead. Driving in from the left side, Notre Dame leaves it off left side for Patrick Kelly and steps out of bounds.
Well, Notre Dame does not look like a team that played a really good team tough last night. I mean, goodness, as soon as I refreshed myself on that Rand Toole roster and I saw that name, Onakai Lawson and those two Williams kids, man, they're a ton.
Yeah, they won 25 games last year, and I think they bring back all but one starter.
Yeah, and Notre Dame gave them a 9-point game.
Led for quite a bit of it, it sounded like. Morin on the left wing, up top to Ross. Jacob dribbles to the right. Streaks have been a little shaky handling the ball here in this opening. But they lead 8-0 and have it here under 4.5 to go first quarter. Morin up top, Jacob fakes a three, drives, leaves it behind him to Harden for the long bomb and drains it.
Boy, I saw Mark coming in tonight. I said, how you feeling? He said, great. I said, 100%. He said, since about July, he said, I feel like I'm back to 100% finally after that knee injury that really limited his ability last year.
An 11-0 start for the Silver Streaks halfway through quarter number one. A deflected pass, chased down. Notre Dame gets to it first. An Irish drive and a block from behind by Pendleton out of bounds on Blackford driving in from the left wing.
Well, so Notre Dame will send in a couple of new bodies here because I'm sure Coach Locker not too impressed with what he's seen from his team so far here as the Streaks jumped out to a great 11-0 start.
Underneath, pump fake, and Jacob Ross comes down and fouls Joe Gustafson, a 6-foot sophomore, into the game. Got the head and shoulder fake to get Ross to leap for the block, and did he ever leap, didn't he? Man, he got up there with those outstretched arms. But Jacob still picks up his first foul, and to the free throw line goes sophomore Joe Gustafson, who drains the first shot, and Notre Dame with its first point of the game with 3:51 to go in this first quarter.
And so far, a couple other Western Big Six teams have played this week. Moline got destroyed by Rockford Auburn up at Wharton Fieldhouse on Monday. But East Moline, I understand, was very impressive in a win last night. Panthers probably the favorite in the conference coming in this year.
Gustafson makes both. It's 11-2, Streaks, 3:40 to go first quarter. Streaks break the token, full court pressure. Moore on left wing, down low to Carl. Turns to the basket, the defense collapses. Kicks it out to Harden on the wing. Steps back, leaves it off for Jacob Ross. A little bit long on the three-pointer. Pendleton battling for the rebound. Jacob gets it on the drive. The putback by Pendleton is off the mark, and Notre Dame comes out with it. Three chances at it for the Silver Streaks. They come up empty. And a chance for the Irish, still looking for their first field goal, to draw a little closer down 9.
Pendleton trying to get the crowd to its feet. He nearly had that putback dunk there, just a little too strong off the back iron.
Mark Tangle into the game. Air balls 3 from the corner. Ross with the outlet pass to DeAndre Morin. Driving, misses the layup, but he gets fouled from behind, and that was the quarterback throwing it out to the running back in full stride. They just couldn't finish it off. DeAndre will get 2 free throws. He made 3 of 9 in limited offensive play last year for the Silver Streaks. Foul on Patrick Kelly. That's the third Notre Dame team foul, and Morin misses the first one.
You know, Tom Locker was talking about this Notre Dame team. Question marks coming in, even though they have 4 seniors, he said, after the, you know, the Max Biefeldt year, which he wasn't the head coach at that point. Cupboard was a little bare, but they came back and had some pretty good seasons, even without some superstar players. And then had another team that won, I think, 25 games that we ran into a few years after that. Was terrific when he was coaching. This club a little more anonymous right now.
Andrew Anderson for the Silver Streaks. A lanky 6'4" junior checks in. Up top, step back 3 by Notre Dame is off the mark and a hard rebound. Anderson wasn't expecting it, and it goes into Gustafson's hands on the deflection. And a foul, a push on Mark Harden going for the steal out high against Kelly, and that'll be the second Gillsburg team foul. Irish still looking for their first field goal. 2:40 to go first quarter. Gillsburg leading 12-2 after the Morin free throw. Jimmy Kelly, left side onto the wing. Now up top it goes to Joe Gustafson, and there is their first field goal at the 2:30 mark. A long three-pointer from way out high, and Gustafson has all 5 of Notre Dame's points. Harden into the front court. Ross up the near side. Reverses back to Mark Harden between the circles. Right side, Morin on the elbow. Swing it back around left to Jacob Ross. Ross dribbles it once. Right, picks it up. Looking, passes it away to Morin. He'll fire the quick 3. Got it. Streaks looking good from the outside early. The lead is back to 10 at 15-5.
Yeah, Notre Dame in some token half court, I wouldn't even call it pressure. They just fell out of that real easily, but were trying to load up on the right side defensively. We swung it around left, and Morin had a good look.
Quick shot down low. Left-handed runner won't go. T.J. Pendleton with his 5th rebound already in the game, and a push foul, an offensive foul, called against T.J. Pendleton coming up court as he worked around trying to set a little screen for Jacob Ross, bringing it up into the backcourt. That'll be the first foul on TJ. 4th turnover on the Silver Streaks. That's calmed down a bit since the early going. Minute 41 to go. First quarter, 15-5, Gillsburg. Kelly across midcourt. Left side it goes. Quick 3 by Gustafson again. That one rolls off. Carl on the weak side for the rebound. All 5 starters for the Silver Streaks have scored here in this 10-point early lead with a minute 20 to go in the first period. Left side into the game, Cornell Dotson. Another junior, a junior-heavy roster for the Silver Streaks. A fake on the outside by Ross, leaves it off through the lane, and an offensive foul called. 5 turnovers on the Silver Streaks, and their 2nd offensive foul in the last two possessions and the second foul on Ross.
That was going to be a turnover one of two ways. He threw it in the middle of the lane. I wish we would have just had that and saved the foul. Unfortunately, we got the charging foul. Ross has to sit down now. We'll see some of these new faces for the Streaks. You mentioned Dotson. He had some nice scoring games last year on the sophomore team. And Anderson, the sophomore, he's listed at 6'4". His hairstyle standing up and down. Looks like he's about 6'6 out there. So he gets a little extra appeal from his height standpoint with the hairstyle there.
Battle away from the ball is going to go as a foul against Jacob Carl. Or actually they called it on Harden. So Harden with two, Ross with two. The Streaks' primary two ball handlers in early foul trouble here with a minute to go in the first quarter. Although Galesburg does lead 15-5. Harden stays on the floor. He came in when Ross picked up his second foul. And now a reach in by Dotson. And he gets the tie up on Jimmy Kelly. And immediately Andrew Anderson comes over and gets Cornell away. And on the held ball, it'll stay with Notre Dame. On the inbound, Gustafson gets it into the backcourt. Into the hands of the senior, Jimmy Kelly. There's also Patrick Kelly, another senior on the floor. And a hold call on the outside. That's going to be three on Harden. And Mark is frustrated. And that's going to get Ross back into the game, or maybe not. Jacob went to the end, and now he sits back down. So instead, Silver Streaks are going to have to send in Quinn Anderson. Sophomore got, again, quite a bit of playing time as on the sophomore team last year, but Mark Harden goes to the bench with under a minute to go first quarter with three fouls and two on the other primary ball handler, Jacob Ross. And now a travel call down low, indecision by Gustafson. And that's the third Notre Dame turnover.
The game is very much lacking polish, I guess, as you would expect in the first game.
It's just thinking the same thing. But no wonder we work so well together.
The Streaks have shot it well enough that they've made up for the turnovers and the fouls.
Dotson with a long three is long. Rebound, Jacob Carl put back, underhands it, and then rebound on the weak side, puts it back up and in. And now we've got a foul heading back up court. The official stops the play. Is he pointing to Braden Blackford for Notre Dame? We're going to call it on Jacob Carl. So lots of action going on away from the ball here.
Yeah,
and judging by some of the reactions we've seen from the players, it almost looks like maybe there's some pretty intense talking going on down there, maybe even away from the ball. And they called Jacob heading into the front court after the basket on a reach foul. And Braden Blackford goes to the line, making the first of a 1-1.
It's unusual for an opening game, especially when these are not guys that are all that familiar with each other. Sometimes conference season you get into that pretty quickly, but not early in a opener.
Blackford makes both. Four of their 7 points coming from the free throw line here in this first quarter. Galesburg's lead is 10. Morin stops short of the half court line. Now the Streaks get it across. Anderson left side, skips it right side, deflected to DeAndre Morin. Drives, and he steps back, knocks down the shot as Notre Dame flopped, trying to draw an offensive foul. Down to 5 seconds to go. Into the front court. Pudyk drives, cut off in the lane, swings the ball left, fires it up, it rims in and out, and that's the end of a good first quarter. Outside of some foul difficulties for the Silver Streaks, they go to the bench at the end of the first quarter, leading by 12, 19-7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, new Arby's coming soon, and by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedLoveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedlove's.
In downtown Kewaunee.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks have the ball to begin quarter number two, leading Peoria Notre Dame 19-7 in this season opener. Jacob Carl at the free throw line. Double team, dribbles out of it, kicks it right side. Drive by Quinn Anderson, pulls up, off the mark. And a foul by T.J. Pendleton over the back of big Isaiah Ward down low. It really didn't even look like T.J. had much contact there, but it was more positioning, and we're going to walk it to the other end as the Irish are in the bonus for the rest of the first half. We're just underway in the second quarter.
Now, this could be our undoing. We've played a good first quarter, but we're in a world of hurt with these fouls. Already eight team fouls just into the second quarter. They're going to shoot a lot of free throws, and our best five players are going to ride a lot of almost a lot of pine. It isn't pine anymore. They're going to spend a lot of time on those chairs over there in this game.
Missed free throw and the rebound by DeAndre Morin. Streaks out rebounded Notre Dame in the first quarter. Also committed one more turnover, but lead by 12 here early second quarter. Dotson has the ball batted away, dives to the floor, comes up with it, and the held ball called rather quickly as Dotson got the ball away from Kelly, who was down on the floor with him, but it's going to go back to the Irish on the alternating possession.
You know, Dotson ends up with a turnover there, but I like what I've seen from Cornell. He's scrappy. He's defensively, offensively, he sticks his nose in there. He's going to do a good job for us.
Up top, Jimmy Kelly. Right side it goes over to Gustafson. Leading scorer in the game for the Irish. Leaves it off left side to Ward. Now they kick it back onto the wing to Pudyk, who backs up. Anderson all over him. That's Andrew Anderson along with Quinn Anderson on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Dotson, Carl, and Morin. Step back, firing it through the lane. Down low, Ward bullies his way in and banks it in on the low blocks. 19-9, Streaks by 10. Just over a minute gone here in the second quarter. Quinn Anderson lobs it over to Morin, and they bring it across half court. Morin works his way right. Baseline, Andrew Anderson drains it from about 10 feet out. First basket on the varsity level for Andrew Anderson.
Team continues to shoot it well. 8 of 15 so far from the field.
6.5 to go, first half. On the left side, Pudyk, the sophomore. Down low, into the hands of Ward. Backing his way in. Cut off there by Morin and Carl. Kicks it out. Nearly an air ball from the free throw line by Patrick Kelly. DeAndre Morin with the rebound. Drives it into the front court. Carl to the right corner. Brings it back out of the dribble and up top to Dotson. Streaks reset the offense with Morin and Dotson out high. Quinn Anderson on the left wing. They swing it around back right to Morin. Refurbished and brighter John Thiel Jim. Dotson likes what he sees, draining the three from the outside. And Coach Mike Reynolds calls a full timeout as his Silver Streaks take a 15-point lead, 24-9, just under 6 minutes to go, first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Have you ever compared football to your auto insurance? One fumble can cost you the game. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage is a weak offensive line. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. We'll make sure you have deductibles you're comfortable with, so no matter what play is made, you'll avoid the tackle. And our money-saving auto home discount is an automatic first down. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning touchdown.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
This being the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, lots of basketball to come your way over the next few days. Galesburg boys, next game coming up on Friday. They'll play two against Chicago Harper, a new entry into this tournament. That's scheduled for a 12:45 game, and then the Streaks will wrap up the day against a Quest charter team out of Chicago. And then two more games Saturday against Chicago Wells and a really good Rockford Lutheran team. Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Streaks lead by 15 here, under 6 minutes to go. A drive, they dump it off. kicking it back around. Good ball movement by Notre Dame. Couldn't get a shot off, though. Hudick cut off at the high post. Leaves it off for Jimmy Kelly, who dribbles around to the right. Cut off there. Dotson staying with him, and he has to back it up into the midcourt circle. Good defense so far in the half court. Now a drive by Blackford on the right side. Fadeaway shot. Ball batted around. Gets in there. Gets his own rebound. Again a loose ball. Blackford chases it down again. Third opportunity for the Irish. Driving in right side. Kudick leaves it off underneath and missing it over the basket. Rebound right back to Isaiah Ward. Misses again. Five shots on that end, and they come up empty. Jacob Ross with the rebound. Cornell Dotson, they back off him. Double-team Carl down low, skips it out. Ross open for three, good. Second three-pointer of the game for Jacob Ross. And it's now 27-9, Galesburg by 18, under 5 to go first half.
Boy, good shooting can make up for a lot of other ills, and it's done it here in the first half for the Silver Streaks, who are lighting it up.
On the right side, Kelly. Skips it back up top to Patrick Kelly. Kelly leaves it off, back to Braden Blackford. Blackford on the dribble, trying to work around a Kelly screen. Morin fighting through it. Blackford to the right side, skips it back out. Up top, Patrick Kelly leaves it off, and a bad pass, stolen away. Andrew Anderson with the layup, rolls off. Rebound, Jacob Ross put back. That won't go. Jacob Carl fouled on the rebound. And the Streaks could make this a 20-point lead with two free throws coming for Jacob Carl. 4:19 to go in the first half.
Well, Andrew Anderson did everything right. He did a nice job on the steal, took it down the court, but just seemed a little tentative, and instead of putting it off the glass, he tried to roll it around on the rim, and it fell off, and he has a little conversation over there with Mike Reynolds. Actually, I don't think Andrew did any of the talking in that particular moment. I think Mike did most of the talking, but...
Carl makes both free throws. He's got six for the game now, and the Streaks' lead is 20. They've outscored Notre Dame 10-2 here in this second quarter to take a 29-9 lead. Carl with six in the game on 2-for-3 free throw shooting and 2-for-3 from the field in the first quarter. Approaching the halfway point of quarter number two on the left side, and a floater from the right baseline won't go. Rebound knocked out of Jacob Ross's hands, and a foul from the backside. And Ross gets tangled up a little bit down in the corner with Kelly. Jimmy Kelly was the one who was jawing with Cornell Dotson in the first quarter. First foul of the game.
Well, our defense
on Mark Tangle
has been very good. Notre Dame is sluggish, though. They're just slow offensively. Pretty good ball movement at times, but for the life of me, I don't know how they stayed in the game with Rantoul last night, if that's the same Rantoul team we saw a year ago.
On the right side, Morin. Up top, Ross. Fakes left, drives right, free throw. Gives it off to Morin, right back to Jacob on the right elbow. Gets a screen from Carl. They swing it around left. Morin, just up top, left of the circle, leaves it off. Dotson fires a three off the back rim. Rebound spins into the hands of Jacob Carl, and the man down low for Notre Dame, Tangle, fell down. So Jacob attacked the offensive board and got the putback. 31-9, Galesburg. Well, wouldn't have seen this coming.
I was thinking the same thing. This has got to pinch me on this one.
And here's a near steal by Dotson. It will go as a turnover as Cornell got up for it, and it deflected right back hard off Jimmy Kelly out of bounds, and another Notre Dame turnover. 3:12 to go first half. Ross and Morin in the backcourt. Carl, Dotson, and Andrew Anderson in the front court. And the Streaks have done this with their two primary ball handlers in foul trouble. But Jacob Ross stays on the floor with two of them. Harden's out of the game with three. Carl with a low pass, deflected by Ross over to Dotson, right back to Jacob. One-handed floater, rolls off. Rebound batted around into the hands of Notre Dame and falling backwards. Tangle steps out of bounds, and the Streaks hang on to it. I'll give him a dead ball rebound on that.
And a turnover? Or give us a dead ball.
I was going to give us a dead. Okay. I didn't really feel like you really had possession of it.
Yep. You kind of get the feeling. I mean, Notre Dame was at Rantoul last night and then got here late tonight. They just don't seem ready to play. Their head doesn't really seem to be in the game. And not taking anything away from the Streaks, we played well, but I expected more from Notre Dame than what we're seeing so far.
The Streaks have been a little jittery. Man, I'll tell you, Jimmy Kelly is involved in everything. Here's a three from the left corner by Ross, is off the mark. Weak side rebound by Joe Gustafson. I mean, just watch him out there, Jim. I mean, he's involved in everything. Kids are pushing away from him. I mean, he must be doing a lot of talking, really trying to get into the Streaks' heads or something. And there's another little push by Dotson off of Braden Blackford, who was trying to fight through a screen. Now the pass thrown behind Blackford and out of bounds at midcourt as he goes sailing into the front end of the Notre Dame bench.
That ball went flying by head coach Tom Locker for Notre Dame, who's kneeling over there. And as the ball went by, he just put his head in his hands. I don't think he can hardly believe what he's seeing from a pretty veteran team. He's got four seniors in that starting lineup, but they are out of sorts here in this one.
They have only two field goals this entire half. 2 minutes to go. Streaks leading 31-9. A high pass, and Ross's long arms are able to pull it back in. Dotson, right side. Morin on the inside to Jacob Carl. High post. Works his way right. Cut off there. Skips it back up top to Dotson. Swing it around left to Ross on the elbow. Jacob looks inside. Keeps it on the outside to Cornell. Steps left. Back into the hands of Ross. Streak showing patience in this half-court set against a 3-2 Notre Dame zone. Morin trying to find a hole. Leaves it back for Dotson. Fires a three. In and out. Nobody there to rebound. And Matt Locker comes down with it for Notre Dame. 31-9 Galesburg. A minute 20 to go here in this first half. On the right side, Blackford. Looking inside. Keeps it up top. Swing it around left. Into the hands of Kelly. Drives, lays it up and in. A rare basket, first of the game for Jimmy Kelly. Driving in from the left side, 31-11 streaks. Andrew Anderson into the front court. Fires it right side, bad pass. Intercepted by the Irish as Caleb Haesler gets in there and takes it. Now back into the front court come the Irish. Trying to get a little offensive spurt here at the end of the first half. Down by 20, stepping left. Blackford fires a three. Off-balance shot, missed it. Notre Dame trying to save it out of bounds. Saves it into the hands of Andrew Anderson. Up court, DeAndre Morin, step back, bank shot too strong. Rebound chased down by Cornell Dotson. Anderson in the left corner, back up top. 33 seconds to go, and the Streaks want to try to hold for the last shot here.
Well, we thought this Mike Reynolds team would need to be a little more physical because they would have trouble scoring. Well, we've been physical, but scoring hasn't been a problem. 31 points in this first half for this team that didn't have anybody, averaging over, what, 2 or 3 points coming in.
Down to 10 seconds to go. Streak set the offense into motion. Ross on the left side. Drives, leaves it back behind him. Cornell Dotson's three-pointer gets blocked. Ross gets it back, but they're going to get a push foul on Jacob. And with 1.4 seconds left, Ross, going for the offensive rebound, just picked up his third foul. Three on Ross, three on Harden, and Notre Dame will shoot free throws with a second and a half left and a 20-point Galesburg lead. And that gets T.J. Pendleton back in the game, who had two fouls of his own in his first half.
Yeah, Dotson's shot was partially blocked. That's what caused all that.
And the ball took a lot of time to square that one up.
Yep, they put a lot of arch on it to begin with, but it still got blocked, and that's what led to the foul.
Well, Blackford misses the rebound, so the Streaks dodge another little bullet there, and they'll take a 20-point halftime lead into the locker room as Andrew Anderson pulls down the rebound at the end. The Streaks outscore Notre Dame 12-4 in the second quarter and lead by 20 at the break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics. We'll talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff as well. 31-11 Streaks over Peoria Notre Dame. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Dude, is that a sandwich sweater?
Yep.
And did you change your license plate to say MC Rib?
Uh-huh. Don't you know what season it is?
So the bib you've got on is you celebrating?
Dude, tis McRib season!
What? And it gets better. When I get a McRib extra value meal, I can get you a second McRib for just a dollar. Plus 50 cents of that goes to the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Eastern Iowa and Western Illinois.
So this McRib season, we get a great meal and a great feeling by helping others? What a time to be alive.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
Every holiday, you make plans.
On Thanksgiving, you plan a meal. On Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you plan to get good deals.
And on Giving Tuesday, plan to give. This is Sarah Robison, Executive Director of CASA of Knox County.
And I'm Connie Crow, Director of Gordon Behrens Senior Center. Here on behalf of the 18 partner agencies and hundreds of volunteers of the United Way of Knox County.
The Tuesday after Thanksgiving, right after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, you're invited to be a part of the giving chain.
Where giving to a cause you care about can inspire thousands of others right here in Knox County to give as well.
On Giving Tuesday, everyone can be generous.
And why not, there are so many ways you can make a difference.
Volunteer. Help your neighbor. Give to charity. Say thank you to someone who has changed your life.
Let's show how big we can go and how much we can give.
Visit Galesburg.info, keyword Giving Tuesday, to get started.
Be part of the change. Celebrate and encourage giving. Tuesday, November 29th.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of heat seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses heat seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
Have you ever compared football to your auto insurance? One fumble can cost you the game. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage is a weak offensive line. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. We'll make sure you have deductibles you're comfortable with, so no matter what play is made, you'll avoid the tackle. And our money-saving auto home discount is an automatic first down. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning touchdown.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium, renovated at John Thiel Gymnasium. With lots of familiar faces back for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And we can fill you in on some of the Silver Streaks celebrities who are here tonight as we go along. But Galesburg leading by 20 at the half, 31-11. And Jim, I think if you'd have told me coming into this game that the Streaks were going to have all these fouls that they had in the first half, I'd have thought, oh, we're going to be in trouble. But they've made the most of it despite their two primary ball handlers and one of their leading rebounders, probably their leading rebounder, coming back. And here we are with a 20-point lead. Never would have thought that.
Yeah, when we committed that eighth team foul in the first minute of the second quarter, I thought this is going to be a really tough night because you're going to have to require a lot of guys come on off that bench with next to no varsity experience to play some quality minutes for you. Well, they did. Now, they didn't come out and set the world on fire offensively, but they did a good job defensively, and that's the key for Mike Reynolds and this team. And I think it's been a combination. I think we've played good defense, but Notre Dame has been very out of sorts. They've had a number of shots under the basket they just haven't made. And so it's two things. To get a 31-11 half, you've got to have some good things go your way. The other team's got to really be struggling, and we're seeing that.
31-11 at the half. Let's take a look at our halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. And as we always do, start off with the team numbers, Jim.
All right, Galesburg 11 of 25 from the field, 44%.
Not bad.
No, especially when you figure 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those are three-pointers, so that helps. Peoria, Notre Dame, yeah, the Irish are bad from the field. 3 of 18, a whopping 16%. So I think we're going to see a better Notre Dame team in the second half, but whether they can make up 20 points in the process, I don't know. I hope not. Rebounds, Galesburg just clobbering the Irish on the boards. Maybe I'm inflated, but I've got 21 rebounds for Galesburg in that first half to just 11 for Notre Dame. And the teams are even in turnovers at 7 apiece.
Three-point shooting. Galesburg, as Jim mentioned, has made 5 of 10 for the half. Notre Dame just 1 of 5 from behind the arc. Free throw shooting, pretty even. Streaks 4 of 6. Irish 4 of 5. 31-11 is what it adds up to. Streaks leading by 20. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll look at the individual scoring. We'll get a word with the Streaks coaching staff. We'll be visiting with Streaks assistant coach Ryan Hart this season when they come out of the locker room. 20-point Galesburg lead. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
Find thousands of great gifts in the pages of Menards Christmas catalog, like gear wrench tools. They're the perfect gift for the mechanic or handy person on your list. A 7-wrench set that features flexible ratcheting heads is the perfect choice for getting into hard-to-reach areas where regular wrenches won't work, in either standard or metric sizes. On sale, just $29.99 each. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Bill Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy for this evening, slight chance of showers and patchy fog this evening and a low of 33. For your Thanksgiving, mostly cloudy, high of 43. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, as well, a low of 33. Partly sunny for Friday, a high of 46, currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 40 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it, and the Streaks are loving this halftime score, leading by 20, 31-11 over Peoria Notre Dame earlier in this tournament. Rockford Lutheran defeated Moline 84-48, and Rantoul beat PND last night 61-52. Elsewhere at the Rock Island Thanksgiving tournament, the host Rocks lead Sterling at the half 31-20. Individual scoring here, also after one quarter, Alleman with a 13-8 lead over Orion. Individual scoring here in the first half, good balance for the Silver Streaks. Jacob Carl leads Galesburg with 8. DeAndre Morin and Jacob Ross each with 6. Mark Harden, Cornell Donson, TJ Pendleton each have 3, and 2 off the bench for Andrew Anderson. For Peoria Notre Dame with only 11 points, obviously not a lot of scoring. Joe Gustafson off the bench, the leading scorer for the Irish with 5. Braden Blackford, Jimmy Kelly, and Isaiah Ward all each have 2. Silver Streaks lead here at the break, 31-11. Doubleheader action coming up on Friday for the Silver Streaks boys. The first game for the Streaks will be against Chicago Harper at 12:45. That'll actually be the third game of the day on Friday overall. And then the Streaks will wrap up their action against Chicago Quest. Let's go down courtside. Jim Lee is with Ryan Hart.
Okay, 20-point lead at halftime. Feels pretty good. What are you seeing, Ryan?
We need to keep up the defensive effort just so we can continue this.
How about the foul situation?
They're getting a little bit tangled up and all the screens and the holding and stuff that's going on. And we're football guys. So, I mean, we don't really shy away from contact too well.
And I think they're the same way, right?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
What was the main discussion at halftime then?
Just stick on 3, stick on 10, and stick on 12. That's our scoring right there. If we can do that, we're all right.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Our thanks, as always, to the assistant coaching staff joining us here at halftime this year. Again, it'll be Ryan Hart, who's been promoted. He's no longer the sophomore head coach. That duty belongs now to Chad Thompson, former Silver Streak, now a teacher at Gale Elementary and part of the Silver Streaks basketball program for the second year in a row. 31-11 here at the halftime. Our halftime coach's interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, as it will be all season long. Silver Streaks send Mark Harden and Jacob Ross back out on the floor, both playing. The beginning of this third quarter here with 3 fouls each. TJ Pendleton on the floor with 2 fouls. DeAndre Morin and Jacob Carl. So the starting 5 begins the second half for the Silver Streaks. Notre Dame will open in a zone. Ross will shoot a 3 over the top of it and airballs it. Weak side rebound chased down by Pendleton and saves it under the basket to Isaiah Ward for Peoria Notre Dame. So the Silver Streaks start off with an air ball. That's kind of an ominous sign for the second half. But a 20-point lead, Silver Streaks will try to defend. Under the basket, Ward juggles the pass, gets it to the outside, and the missed 3 goes into the hands of TJ Pendleton for his 6th rebound. Harden into the front court. Reverses direction, stop at the circle. Fakes the inlet pass, keeps it on the outside to Morin. Up top, Ross. Swings it left side to Harden. Just underway, third quarter. Harden drives under the basket, takes it all the way, and off the back iron. Now the ball tipped away. Loose ball into the backcourt, picked up by Jacob Ross. And T.J. Pendleton batted it loose on the other end and gives the Streaks another opportunity at it.
I'm talking with Brett Wolf and Marla Clay down at the scores table. I said, what was all the fouls? They said, there's quite a bit of talking going on down there. I said, that's what it looked like upstairs, too. Very physical game.
Minute 15 gone here in the third quarter. 31-11 is the Galesburg lead. Streaks with the ball. On the outside, Morin, quick three. In and out. Rebound under the basket. Patrick Kelly. So the Streaks launch a couple of three-pointers here to start off the third quarter, and they've missed their first three shots overall. Still a 20-point lead. Around to the right side, Jimmy Kelly. Down low, fake, ball batted around from Patrick Kelly, and it falls into the hands of Braden Blackford on the left side. Working around a screen, drives, curls into the lane, leaves it off. Patrick Kelly right back to Blackford for the lay-in. Looked like a turnover waiting to happen, but they made it work, and it's 31-13. We have our first palindrome score of the season.
Yeah, I thought Notre Dame had overpassed a couple of times in the first half and cost themselves chances to score, and they nearly did it again there, but it worked out.
2 minutes gone, third quarter, 18-point Galesburg lead. Ross on the left side, looks to reverse it, keeps it on the outside to Morin. DeAndre up top. Carl was flashing through the lane. They keep it under the outside. Now they get it into Jacob. Low blocks. Turn around with the right hand. Underhanded it. And he gets it out to T.J. Pendleton. Ended up working as a pass into the hands of Pendleton for the lay-in.
I'm calling it a shot, though.
Yeah, me too.
Jacob would probably like to tell you it was a pass, but I'm pretty sure he tried to put a shot up there, and it just didn't have enough oomph. And heads-up play by T.J.
Yep.
To be right there and put it back up and in.
It goes as TJ's seventh rebound of the game, too. Driving in from the right side. Good pass from up top to Kelly. Scooting in from the right baseline for the lay-in. Jimmy Kelly with his second basket. 4 points for the game. 18-point Galesburg lead. 5 minutes to go, third quarter.
1-2-2-3 quarter court. Notre Dame really just won't turn up the pressure on that. I'm not sure it really is doing them much of any good. When you're down 18, I would think they might want to ramp it up a little bit.
Carl drives in from the right side, cut off on the low block, scoops it up with the left hand, gets his own rebound, over his shoulders, misses the putback. TJ with the third chance at it and gets fouled. Well, neither shot by Jacob looked pretty, even though he was right in there. But TJ will help him clean up the mess here, hopefully, as he goes to the line shooting two.
Yeah,
Second foul on Isaiah Ward.
Both teams have had a number of ugly possessions in this game and getting two and three, four shots sometimes at the basket. But you can't fault them for not working hard.
Yep.
Just sometimes not the result you want, but Silver Streaks have had far the better of it here as Pendleton makes a free throw.
He has all three of Galesburg's points here in the second half. We've got the Streaks 1 of 7 from the field. Is that right? He misses a second free throw.
Yep.
Patrick Kelly with the rebound for Notre Dame. 19-point Streaks lead. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Up top, Isaiah Ward. Left side over to Pudyk. Pudyk looks things over. Bounces it back up top to Blackford. Swings it right side on a bounce pass to Jimmy Kelly on the elbow. And a foul away from the ball will be an offensive foul against Notre Dame. Illegal screen set by Blackford, I believe. And it is. That'll be his second. And the second Notre Dame turnover of the second half. And the Streaks back on offense now with that 19-point lead, 34-15. Good balanced scoring by the Silver Streaks. Nobody knocking it out of the park in terms of offense, but balance. And that may be the key of the entire season for Galesburg, at least from the offensive standpoint. Left side, Ross, under the wing, DeAndre. Morin calling off the shots, pulls it back out. Carl gets it at the free throw line, puts the ball on the floor once, kicks it back out to Ross. Jacob now starts his dribble right and an illegal screen set by Carl. See that one coming, that's his second. And that's the first Galesburg turnover of the second half.
I thought it was interesting, Ryan Hart, the assistant coach at halftime, said, what do you think of the fouls? He said, hey, a lot of football players out there, and he's exactly right, and especially early in the season. It's always been the case. Football players have a hard time adjusting. Not that basketball isn't a little physical, but a lot of times you'll see guys start to pick up a lot of fouls early coming off that football field.
Right side cut off on the low blocks. They kick it back out, driving in Patrick Kelly. Bad pass. Good quick hands by DeAndre to get the deflection. Lobs it into the front court. Harden driving in and floats it up there with the right hand. It gets a hard foul, and Mark will shoot two free throws. I was impressed by DeAndre's quick hands, and we know he's quick. Doesn't always have the softest hands, but he did a nice job to just deflect the ball enough to control it. And got it out quickly to Harden, bursting down to the other end. Second foul on Patrick Kelly, and Harden with the first free throw.
Well, and just watching Harden move up and down the court, he's probably the purest basketball player we have. He's not the strongest guy physically, but, I mean, he's very agile. He's just got a nice flow to his game and the confidence, and I hope that he can stay healthy and that knee's 100%. He could have himself a real nice year.
Back to a 21-point lead for the Streaks, 36-15 after Harden makes both free throws. Just over 3 minutes to go, third quarter. At the free throw line, Ward drives, kicks it out, right side three by Pudyk, off the back iron, and a foul as everybody was squaring up to go for the rebound. They're going to call that one against Peoria Notre Dame. Pushed from the backside by Ward, and that's his third.
Well, I thought Notre Dame might make a little charge coming out of the locker room here, but they don't show any signs of being able to shoot the ball well enough to do that.
So Locker back into the game for Notre Dame. For the Silver Streaks, they have not substituted yet here in this third quarter. Leading by 21, so they've added a point to the halftime lead with 2:45 to go here in the third quarter, 36-15. Offensive slowed down. Streaks have only 5 points, but again, they've extended the lead. Notre Dame's been held to single digits in every quarter as a good inlet pass to Carl under the basket gets fouled as he just tried to shovel the ball up. Somebody got there on his arm, and it was everything he could do just to scoop the ball up under the basket, and he's back to the free throw line. 5 team fouls on Notre Dame here in this third quarter, just one against the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm real comfortable with Jacobs. His comfort of just putting the ball up backwards. I mean, his back is completely to the basket, and we've seen at least 3, maybe 4 times in this game. The first one went in, but it's not a real high percentage.
What a rebound by T.J. Pendleton off the miss. T.J. almost looked like he was getting undercut, and he was moving away from the ball, bouncing back behind him. He reached back, grabbed it with his left hand, and got the offensive putback. And now a bad pass in the interior. Morin with the steal. 1-on-3. Lays it up at the other end. 41-15 Silver Streaks. 2:10 to go, third quarter. 4 Notre Dame turnovers here in this third quarter. 11 for the game. And they just do not look like a team that's played a game already. Bounce pass into the left corner. Kelly fakes left, drives right. Harden sticks with him. Curls into the lane, still with a dribble. Now kicks it back out onto the right wing. 1:45 to go. And another illegal screen set by Notre Dame. This one will go against Matt Locker, his first. And their 5th second half turnover. 16 fouls. Still just 1 for Gillsburg.
Well, this officiating crew obviously looking at those screens,
yeah.
Even more so here in the second half, I think maybe due to the physical nature of the first half.
Well, and of course, the Streaks got called for several of them in the first quarter themselves. 1:35 to go. 26-point Galesburg lead, and the Streaks have the ball. On the left side, Ross. Galesburg still hasn't substituted this second half, and why not? They've actually scored 8 straight points. Outscored Notre Dame 10-4.
Evan Massey and the girls' basketball team creating some goodwill here. They were running the concession stand, brought up a bunch of popcorn, and giving it away for free right now.
Mike Reynolds calls a 30-second timeout. Really didn't look like much was happening in that half-court offensive set for the Silver Streaks. Ross was dribbling out high, kind of looking things over, and everybody else was just kind of looking back at him. So Mike Reynolds calls the timeout. 41-15, the Streaks lead, 1:14 to go, third quarter.
Of course, the girls dropping their game last night up at United Township, one that Tom Meredith had told me that Evan Massey said afterwards, I guess you just try and forget this one and go forward. It was really a night to forget in every aspect for the Galesburg girls last night, who played really well through their first 3 games, but just couldn't take care of the ball, couldn't shoot the ball well last night, and Hope you just chalk it up to a bad early season game and they can bounce back. They'll play again Saturday night against Metamora here when we have, the girls game, the Hall of Fame, and then the boys game.
Ran into Coach Massey in Coach Reynolds' office earlier this afternoon, and Coach Massey was still pretty glum. Really hadn't gotten over that, even deep into the day. Coming out of the timeout, good feed down low to T.J. Pendleton for the layup. Nice look from the outside by Jacob Ross, and it's 43-15 Galesburg.
All right, T.J.'s finishing pretty well at the basket right now. Again, he's not the guy that's going to knock down a lot of jump shots, but he's using the glass and finishing.
And coming from the weak side, Harden comes out of nowhere up high on a skip pass to the right side and bats it out of bounds. Didn't look like any after effects from a bum knee there when he got up high for that one. And he's not wearing a brace anymore either after that ACL injury from a year and a half ago. Almost 2 years. Actually, it has been 2 years ago. It was in October. And another missed jumper from the outside. Ross deflects the rebound to himself. And with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter, Streaks want to try to hold for the last shot here. Leading by 28.
And after that first half foul trouble, only one team foul here in this whole third quarter.
And only one turnover, right?
Yep.
Eight for the game for the Streaks. And they've extended a 20-point halftime lead to 28, holding for the last shot here. They set things in motion. Under 10 seconds to go. To the inside, Carl steps to the left side. A little bit of a fadeaway, missed it. Rebound into the hands of Kelly, into the front court, Notre Dame. And a block at the end of the quarter on Braden Blackford. No foul, no basket. Silver Streaks lead 43-15. Heading into the fourth quarter, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the bodybuilding in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Here Notre Dame has the ball to start off the fourth quarter. And what do you know? Another illegal screen away from the ball. That's their seventh team foul. First of the game on Noah Stewart, who just checked in at the quarter break. Welcome to the game, huh? Seven team fouls on Peoria Notre Dame. That's their 13th turnover, sixth in the second half. And the Streaks get it back, leading by 28. Andrew Anderson back into the game. Ross, Morin, Pendleton, and Cornell Dotson back in for the Silver Streaks as well. So the first substitutions in the second half for the Silver Streaks come at the quarter break.
But if you're Notre Dame, this is the worst situation. I mean, they've just been awful offensively tonight, but they're not quick enough that they can go to a press and get much accomplished. There's a turnover in the half court as Pendleton has it poked away from behind.
You know, I was just wondering. I didn't ask anybody. But if the Streaks score here, we can have continuous clock. It's not uncommon to do that in this Thanksgiving tournament. Well, we're not going to know yet because Ross misses a three-pointer.
It's already been a very quick game. We'll really need it tonight.
Would not have anticipated that would be a possibility tonight, but
No, never in our wildest dreams.
And another illegal screen set by Notre Dame. A foul away from the ball, and I think Tom Locker's about to get teed up here. He has seen so many of those called here tonight. He's about at the end of his rope.
Yeah, I thought he'd taken it pretty well most of the night, but that one, it was right in front of him, and he let the official have it. And I'm like you, with his mannerisms, I thought he was going to pick up the tee.
So the Streaks now start to bring in some substitutes. Quinn Anderson is back into the game. The only starter on the floor is Jacob Ross, or Jacob Carl, rather. Nick Fields getting his first action in a varsity uniform. Andrew Anderson drives in, kicks it out to Dotson. Streaks passing it around the perimeter. It's very guard-oriented lineup right now with Carl on the floor and Anderson. And then Quinn Anderson, Fields, and Cornell Dotson. Down to 6:15 to go in the game. Streaks have a 28-point lead. Quinn Anderson will back it up. Left corner, Fields for three. A little bit weak side. Rebound, chased down. Anderson had a hand on it. Gave up on it. And then Quinn Anderson came over and got it. Kicks it back behind him to Dotson. Cornell back to Anderson, and they reset the offense. Streaks 0 for the quarter so far, trying to get to that 30-point lead.
Notre Dame is 5 of 24 in the game.
And there's the 30-point lead. As the Silver Streaks get to 45-15, and I've got to think, with that 30-point lead, we will have continuous clock the rest of the game.
Sometimes they'll announce that, but Jeff Lamb didn't say anything about it, and now we've got a whistle.
Stoppage of play, but the clock's still going.
You got it. Good call.
So Andrew Anderson gets us to continuous clock, and barring some actual stoppage of the clock, we'll be done in 5 minutes. A little after 8 o'clock for a 7
and
o'clock start.
I think it was a couple minutes after 7 when we actually got this thing going, too. So
foul, by the way, under the basket on Quinn Anderson, his first. And a block by Andrew Anderson against Noah Stewart driving in from the left side, but Notre Dame gets it back. Now quickly down low to Vinny Vudry. Stolen away by Dotson. Chased down. And Putick gets it back for Notre Dame. They hang on to it. 45-15 Silver Streaks. 4:40 to go.
Did you go double turnovers or not on that?
I just didn't count anything myself.
Right.
Turnaround by Vudry. Ball batted out of bounds. Defensive rebound for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, they got some. They got some size on that. Vudry's 6'7", probably 300. And who was the other guy that was in here? The Ward? He was 5'11", and big body, too.
I do not want to take anything away at all from what the Silver Streaks have done defensively tonight here, as Dotson knocks down a three-pointer from the right wing. 48-15. 15 points. How did this team score 52 last night?
On the road at Rantoul, a veteran athletic Rantoul team.
Under 4 minutes to go. 33-point Galesburg lead. Down low, Vudry steps to the basket and lays it in. That's only their third basket of the quarter and their sixth of the game.
Their third of the half.
I'm sorry, yes, third of the half. Sure. Listen to what I meant, not what I said.
Well, we're coming off football season, too. We're having to round into basketball shape.
Offensive rebound, other end. Andrew Anderson can't get it. Quinn Anderson gets it. Ball knocked out of his hands. And Andrew diving for it. Undercuts Pudick for Notre Dame and picks up his first foul. Cornell's three-point shot almost went down. That's what kind of created that loose ball. So clock rolling under 3 minutes to go in the game. And the Silver Streaks with a dominant effort here today, 48-17, to open their season. Their next opponent, their next three opponents, will be teams out of the Chicago Public League. There's a block by Eric Davidson down low and chased down by Khalil Hodge for his first rebound on the block on the other end.
We've had to have had 7 or 8 block shots tonight.
Here's a three by Hodge off the mark to the left. Notre Dame with a rebound under the basket. Jack Gustafson. And 2:10 to go here in this game. Jacob Young also into the game for the Silver Streaks. Clark Hawkins on the floor for his first varsity action. Fields stays on the floor. High post, driving in. Stewart to the right side, kicks it back out to Pudick. Remember, Pudick was the player that in the pregame, Tom Locker wasn't sure if he was going to start because he cramped up before they even got off the bus. And then he's played a good chunk of this game here tonight. Minute 45 to go and a whistle away from the ball.
That's what, didn't he say he had a Charlie horse or something?
Yeah.
Those are no fun.
30-second timeout. Stops the clock with 1:43. Timeout by the Irish. 48-17. Silver Streak, thanks for being with us here for Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Streak scored the first 11 points of the game, and the closest Notre Dame ever has been tonight is 7, back at 12-5.
Yeah, when we get done with this and sign off and go to walk out of here, it seems kind of surreal. I just did not, this was not at all what I envisioned. It's great.
Yeah.
But I thought this would be a really good game. I thought we were probably the underdog with a Notre Dame team that already played a game, played a tough game, a bunch of seniors.
Yeah, I'm not saying I didn't think we were going to win tonight. That's not at all what I'm saying. I never envisioned a 30-point win as Notre Dame turns it over for the 15th time. And think about it, the Silver Streaks turned the ball over, what, 3 times in their first 4 possessions, had terrible foul trouble in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They've turned it over only 6 times since first 4 possessions.
The one thing we've done pretty well is shoot it.
Yep.
And play good defense. We're still not even 50% from the field, but some 3 balls can make up for that, and we've had those, and we've spread it around.
Ezekiel Biamungu into the game for the Silver Streaks. He's on the left wing. Clark Hawkins fires a 3 and drains it from the outside. Clark let that one fly toward the rafters, and it's a 34-point Galesburg lead. They have surrendered only 17 points tonight with 50 seconds to go in the game.
And you see Clark Hawkins, you can't help but think of what happened in the football season.
Another turnover.
As he quarterbacked, and the team beat Peoria that final week of the season. And here Peoria is a win away from winning the state title. Isn't that something the Silver Streaks football team will be able to say, yeah, we're the only ones in the state that beat the state champions. That's amazing.
With our backup quarterback and running back.
Yeah, right.
Here's Hawkins again for 3 off the front of the rim. 20 seconds to go. Notre Dame with a rebound. 15 seconds to go. Silver Streaks going to open the season 1-0.
Unless they hit a 3, they're not going to get to 20.
Eric Davidson with a steal. Here's Biamungu driving to the other end. Layup off the rim. Davidson rebound. Gets hacked on the putback, but they won't call a foul as the game ends. 51-17. What a start for the Silver Streaks. Stay tuned for the post game. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds and run through the final numbers on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Selecting a football coach is a lot like considering your insurance agent. A great coach puts together the best team possible to win the game. Hi, I'm Mark Kratty with Kratty Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. Consider me your coach when selecting the right insurance plan and deductibles for your home, so if your home gets tackled, you're able to finish the game. And our money-saving out-of-home discount is a perfect defense. So stop by Kratty Insurance on North Henderson Street for Savea Mutual Insurance.
You love McDonald's all day breakfast.
Yes.
But you don't love that you can't get all your favorites all day.
No.
But now you're going to love that you can get more all day.
Huh.
Like McGriddles and biscuits and McMuffin sandwiches.
Mmm.
Which means you'll have to find something else to not love.
Okay.
Like broken grocery carts. Or when your smoke alarm battery dies at 3 a.m.
What happened?
Or songs that combine two styles of music that don't go together.
Cowboy.
Get more choices you love now with McDonald's all day breakfast. McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
There's a reason people say throwing money out the window. They're talking about your drafty old windows sucking all that expensive warm air right out of your house. Those windows are robbing you of hundreds of dollars a year and making your feet cold. Let Courtright Construction of Oneida give you a free estimate on new windows today.
You've always wanted a home with lots of unique features. Well, there's a charming bungalow on North Cedar Street that's on the market in Galesburg and ready for you to make yourself at home. Log on to galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, to get the details and take a peek inside.
Give your bath a new look just in time for the holidays with Dakota Vanities from Menards. The Monroe Vanity is available in your choice of three rich wood grain finishes. A 24 by 21 inch vanity is now only $79 after rebate. Stop by our plumbing department and save big on a great selection of vanity tops and bath faucets too. Menards is your complete bathroom remodeling headquarters. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of heat seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses heat seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, two.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project,
it's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Bill Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg. Because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. Cloudy for this evening, slight chance of showers and patchy fog this evening and a low of 33. For your Thanksgiving, mostly cloudy, high of 43. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, as well, a low of 33. Partly sunny for Friday, a high of 46, currently in downtown Galesburg. It's 40 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win at 51-17 over Peoria Notre Dame to start the season. That's right, 51-17. Jim and I were just kind of looking over the numbers, had the observation that the Streaks scored 20 points in the second half, which isn't great offensive output. And yet, it was not only enough to spread the lead in the second half, the 20 points in the second half alone would have been enough to have won this game. Notre Dame did not score in double digits in any one quarter. In fact, their offensive production went down by quarter. They scored 7 in the first quarter, 4 in each the second and third quarters, and only 2 in a continuous clock fourth quarter. Again, this is a team that played Rantoul pretty darn tough last night, but Silver Streaks, Silver Streaks looked all right. I mean, they played well, but, you know, it's the first game of the season. Not a perfect game by any stretch. You know, we look back at that, we've been making football comparisons from time to time here tonight, Jim. Remember the Galesburg-Dunlap game to start the season? We thought the Streaks played just a fantastic game. You know, that did not look like a team coming out playing its first game of the season.
Right.
And they made a Dunlap team that made the playoffs look really not good.
Mm-hmm.
Here tonight, the Streaks did not play a perfect game. They did not look like midseason form. And Notre Dame looked like a team that, well, certainly hasn't played a game, which they have. Now they're 0-2. So, again, I don't want to take anything away from the Silver Streaks, but it was a tough, tough night for Notre Dame in a lot of ways.
It sure was. Mike Reynolds, I think, is making his way up here, so we're about to hear from the coach.
So let's find out what the coach has to say in our first post-game coaches interview of the season, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And Jim Lee, start us off. Let's find out what the coach had to say.
All right. Well, yeah, we got new... Yeah, and we got the short end of the gym improvements here, I guess, but we sure didn't get the short end of the score here tonight. Mike, congratulations on the opener. You know, we thought coming into this season we're going to have to play great defense. We're probably going to have to, you know, win games in the 50s, which is what we did tonight. I never envisioned holding the other team to 17. What do you make of this one?
Well, I make that they had 20 points in the first quarter last night against Rantoul, who has everybody back except for their point guard. You know, they're won 25 games last year thinking they're going to win 30 this year. So I think it was an impressive defensive deal. You know, we came out and said number 3 and number 10 weren't going to beat us. And, you know, number 3 had 21 points in the first half last night when Hart and I went over and scouted. And 6 of 9 from 3 last night. And DeAndre just shut him down. He just basically said he's not going to score tonight, and I think he had 4 or 5 points, and he's a guy that's going to be in the Big 12 averaging 17, 18, 19 a game, and DeAndre took it upon himself to take him out of the game. And I thought Mark played well on number 10. Cornell came in, played well on 10. And it was overall team defense and rebounding. Those big guys cleaned up a lot of things. Were we perfect? Not by any means. I don't think we'll ever be perfect. Was it ugly at some times? Did we foul a lot sometimes? Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, we figured a way.
I think in the first 12 points that we had, by the time we got to 12, maybe by the time we got to 15, all five of your starters had scored. Do you envision that being a key to the success of this team this year?
Well, I think we're good enough that if they take something away, somebody else is good enough to make a play. Now, whether that play always ends in scoring, I don't know. But, you know, I think if they take the guards away, I think we have really good post players, high-level post players at times. Did they miss a couple shots around them? Yeah, but that's going to happen. And if they take away our post, do I think Ross and DeAndre and Cornell and Mark are effective enough to do okay out there? Yeah, yeah, I do. You know, I think that we're going to have nice balance. I don't, you know, to be honest, I don't even know what the scoring ended up. I know TJ had a lot of putbacks in there, but I was just impressed because I've been harping on defense and rebounding, as you can imagine, trying to get us to make sure that we play every single possession. Because it's easy to give a possession or two away, and I think you could count two or three maybe that we gave away all night. And maybe we'll never get that number to zero, but we're going to fight like crazy to get it to zero.
When you hit the eighth foul in the first 20 seconds of the second quarter, do you say anything to any of them? Like, you know, I know you want to play in aggressively, but at some point you're thinking, man, this can't continue. But or did they just see what was being called and what wasn't and maybe able to use their heads a little more there?
Well, I think we had 4 fouls that were not on defense. I mean, you know, we had a charge. You know, we had an over the back. TJ reached around on the one when he couldn't get around. And we had another goofy foul at half court with Carl. And TJ had a goofy one. We had 5 in the first half. And it's like, well, you take those 5 off. The ones that are just kind of goofy and are unnecessary, we're okay. You know, I mean, are we going to foul some? Yeah. You know, are they going to call it sometimes? Yeah. But I've been in a lot of games where they don't call them too. So we need to hold our ground, and that's who we are. You know, we just got to buy into who we are. And, you know, I know, you know, it was fun. We had lobs and all that crazy stuff last year. There's lots of ways to skin a cat or win a basketball game. And we're going to figure out, you know, how to win it our way. And we think that's defense, rebounding. If they take away the post, make some open threes. And I'm proud as heck of those guys. You know, those guys haven't played a lot. And, you know, they had a good summer. But nothing like walking into Theo Gym and doing it in front of, there's a pretty good crowd here for a Wednesday night, you know, to walk in here to a brand new gym and do it. So, and they did it. And I was nervous on the ride home when I saw the way those guys shot and the way those guys played. I mean, I was half sick to my stomach all day long, to be real honest. And Coach Houston, I call him Coach Houston, I guess Principal Houston, just called me a liar on the way up. But if they saw those guys play last night, they were lights out and really impressive. I assume come morning on Friday they'll give Moline everything they want.
I was going to ask, because here we're into the season, we have the kids that we have, so now we're moving forward. But by taking that approach to it, it might be easy to forget how little varsity time your starting five had last year. Yeah. And then to see Harden and Ross get into foul trouble. Now you got Cornell out there and Andrew Anderson out there very quickly, who did not play. I mean, a lot of these kids are seeing varsity experience like they've never had before. I think overall, I'm guessing you're probably pretty pleased with how they responded just to sort of that atmosphere.
I think the one thing you got to remember is Mark and TJ and Cornell and Andrew, you know, they were with us all summer. They were with us all fall when they were lifting and doing things. They've had a lot of basketball play, you know. And you also have to remember on the flip side, those 4 guys, and you got to remember on the flip side, Ross, DeAndre, Carl, you know, Coach Doherty didn't let them take a playoff either. You know, so they've already got that mindset. They've got that mentality to what it takes to try to win a game against high-level teams. And, you know, it happens every year. We're going to, you know, we won by a big margin here. You know, we may lose by a big margin at some point, but we won by a big margin. And I can guarantee in February they'll have a 1 or 2 possession game with Manuel and Central and all of them over there in Bloomington. And they'll figure it out. He's a good coach, and we beat a really good team tonight. who I think will be end up pretty good in the Big 12, and we'll see where it goes from there.
This officiating crew was really watching away from the ball on the screens. I don't know if I've seen that many calls on both teams in that situation. Your thought? I know Tom Locker wasn't very happy with it. What do you think?
Well, they call what they call. We to be real honest, they foul a lot and we foul a lot. We foul off the ball and on the ball, and so do they. We're actually in the same mold. They do it playing zone, and they set very hard screens, much like Moline did when I first came in the league. You remember those big bruisers they had getting Lindauers open? Very similar to that. They're not as experienced yet as that, but when they get that experience, they're going to be a tough team to defend because the screens will get and the timing will get just a little better. It seemed like their timing was a little off. I think DeAndre and Cornell and Mark did a good job of speeding their two good players up, and it messed the timing of the offense. I think that's why you saw some illegal screens and some things off the ball. But, they call what they call, and I know Coach Locker gets mad sometimes. I try not to get mad personally, but, we just move on.
Well, it's your ninth year. We haven't seen it yet, but I'm sure it'll manufacture one of these nights.
I hope not. I hope it's in the morning when maybe my mom's golfing and not listening.
Well, in the morning, you're going to hopefully rest a little bit with the team. I assume, as usual, I think on Thanksgiving you get together later in the day.
Yeah. We'll come in late in the day, and most of the guys will be here. And it's fun because a lot of our older players come in. I've had four or five text messages. What time's practice? So, it'll be fun. We're those guys have put a lot of work in to try to win a game. I think we owe it to them to get here and try to win a game. And certainly if they're out, we've had some guys that are out of town sometimes, but it's never been a major issue. We just come and try to be good, and we'll see.
Impressive opener. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you.
51-17 the final. Streaks prevail over Peoria and Notre Dame. We'll look at the final statistics when we come back as our post-game coverage continues on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the bodybuilding in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
51-17 the final. Galesburg wins its opener over Peoria Notre Dame here in this Thanksgiving tournament. Our post-game final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, hey. Jim.
Galesburg shoots only 38%. Mm-hmm. I would have thought maybe it was a little higher than that. But we did have a number of times where we'd go up two, three times and not get it down. But still, plenty good tonight. 18 of 47. That'll win you this ball game by a mile when you play defense like that, as Coach Reynolds alluded to. Notre Dame, just 21% from the field, 6 out of 28. Wow. This was just the epitome of a bad offensive night for Notre Dame. Rebounding, Galesburg the high hand there. 32 rebounds as a team. Had 21 of those in the first half. Notre Dame 21 for the game. And we didn't compare turnovers at the end. I had Notre Dame with 17. And
yes.
The Silver Streaks with 10.
Okay, I had 9, okay. So I missed one.
5 of those coming in the first quarter for the Streaks. So, yeah, one of the things that really stood out, I didn't get the feel like this Galesburg team
I mean, many times, I know when I played too, the first night we were always nervous, just not sure. You know, you've practiced, but your first game, and especially a team that had hardly any varsity experience.
Right.
These kids all looked very loose.
Well, you made the observation that as long as they were down there in the shoot-around earlier, long before Notre Dame even got here,
mm-hmm.
they had smiles on their faces, just looked as comfortable as could be.
They went around the horn, and each guy had seven shots in a row all the way around the three-point arc in the corners and then back over, and they were just loving that. They had a blast with that. But a lot of guys are good when they're standing there with their warm-up on.
Yeah, right.
But when the game starts, they continue to hit. And so, yeah, that'll be big for this team if they're not a team that feels a big burden, if they're loose. And they had a lot of fun tonight, obviously.
Rest of the team numbers, Streaks were 7 of 19 from behind the arc. 5 for 10 in the first half when they built that big lead. 8 of 12 from the free throw line. Notre Dame was 4 of 5 from the line, did not shoot a second half free throw, and only 1 of 7 from behind the arc. Individual scoring for the Irish, Joe Gustafson led the way with 5. He had the first 5 points of the game for Notre Dame and then did not score after that. Jimmy Kelly and Braden Blackford each had 4. Isaiah Ward and Vinny Vudry had 2. Nobody else scored for the Irish. For the Silver Streaks, here's that balance we talked about. T.J. Pendleton led Galesburg with 10. Jacob Carl had 9. DeAndre Morin finished with 8. He had 6 of those in the first quarter. Jacob Ross, Cornell Dotson each had 6. Mark Harton had 5. Andrew Anderson, 4. Clark Hawkins, 3. Everybody else got in, but nobody else scored. Khalil Hodge, Jacob Young, Nick Fields, Ezekiel Biamungu, Eric Davidson, and Quinn Anderson. But again, you know, your leading scorer finishes with 10, and you win by 34.
I don't know that I've ever seen that. There are just weirdnesses of this game that I'm not sure I've ever seen anything quite like it, but I'll sure take it.
Take a final timeout. We'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg, by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, new Arby's coming soon, and by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Back in the day, you'd go in, sit down, they'd measure your foot and start bringing the boxes. That was shoe shopping. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee still does that. They boast the brands you know you love. Sass, Sperry, Timberland, Merrill, Skecher, Rockport, Dansko, and Clogs, and the service that died out at most places 20 years ago. And Breedlove's offered 10% off all men's and women's shoes every single day. When it's time for new kicks, it's got to be the old-fashioned shoe shop at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Find thousands of great gifts in the pages of Menards' Christmas catalog. Attract more birds to your feeder with Nature's Own Bird Food. Country Mix is an all-purpose blend to attract a wide variety of birds. A 40-pound bag is on sale, just $9.88. Save on Nature's Own Bird Food and a great selection of bird feeders to help care for your feathered friends. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Final order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. When you score the first 11 points of the game and lead by no less than 7 throughout and end up winning by 34, I think that 11-0 lead to start the game, Jim, has to be about your crunch time of the game, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no other crunch left after you get up that early and never relinquish the lead. So, I was just laughing because I'm watching Mike Reynolds' son half court. He just threw in a tennis ball and swished it. That's harder than a basketball, I think.
Yeah. Sean, Sean only has high gears. There is no low gear. And
I just don't know where he gets it. Can't figure that out.
Yeah, right.
With his mom and dad. Two pretty driven athletes in their day, and he is going to be one too. So, yes, what we decided, Jacob? With the
Jacob Ross.
Jacob Ross.
Yep.
The big swish right out of the gate. And so I think there'll be plenty of crunch time awards to go around this year because of the balance this team seems to have. I think everybody will get their turn before this year is over.
And not to, I don't want to downplay this too much, but as loose as the team was, to then come out, because, I mean, they were really jittery handling the ball first couple possessions. But your first shot of the season goes down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you sort of extend that out, if Jacob doesn't make the first shot, I'm not saying, you know, but, I mean, when you come out, you make your first shot of the season, you know, that's got to eliminate that possibility of everybody just tensing up and, you know, you turn the ball. Because what we turned it over three of the first possessions.
Yeah, right.
Right? So,
well, and honestly, we didn't mention it at the time, but when we won the opening tip, everybody, we went the wrong way.
That's right.
Thank goodness we didn't make a shot because it would have counted for the other team. So that's about as scary a start as you could have. So I guess somebody was a little nervous out there. But yeah, you hit the first shot and you go, well, okay, we're not going to get shut out anyway tonight.
Yeah. Notre Dame, I guess, as close as you could get to getting shut out, yeah, scoring only 17.
Yeah, I know they're that year that we struggled so mightily and had a couple of games where we didn't get to barely got to 20 points.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is tough. So
it's no fun.
Yeah, so I'm sure Coach Locker will just try and absolutely forget this nightmare here tonight and get his team back together again for the rest of the tournament.
All right, Silver Streaks next in action coming up Friday afternoon. It'll be just afternoon, 12:25-ish, 12:20, 12:30, somewhere around in there for our pregame show as the Silver Streaks will take on Chicago Harper. So we wish you all happy Thanksgiving, and to you as well, Jim. And we'll see you.
Happy birthday. Then.
And thank you very much. Uh-huh. I said at the beginning, this would be a great thing to get. And got my wish.
Yeah, big time with a lot of extra icing on top of this one.
Our thanks to James Noble, our broadcast engineer. For James, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Binowitz. Streaks are 1-0, 51-17 the final over Notre Dame. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll be back with you again for a doubleheader on Friday. We'll see you then. Good night from John Thiel, Jim.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.